Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
One minute to three, he say who and I say me. He say I got company. I say young man, that is bigger me. That's when I began to shout. If I can't come in, she can't come out. The woman with the gun came through the door. Under my feet, grass grow no more. Ask me why I run. Tell you why I run. Say the woman at the door had a doggone shotgun. That is why I run.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 17th of December, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And that was a Calypso Mama, a.k.a. Maureen Duvalier, a.k.a. she had all kinds of names. They used to call her Bahama Mama, Calypso Mama, Calypso Madam. But we know her as Maureen Duvalier. We also know Maureen Duvalier as, at the time, maybe an outlier. She entered the Junkanoo world as a young girl, I think with her father or with her uncle. And I think Maureen Duvalier brought one of, if not the first all-woman Junkanoo group to Bay Street. The Methuselahs is an all-woman Junkanoo group. That's why I say, when I say I belong to Spirit, the greatest scrap group in the Junkanoo, white people in the whole world, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs. Yeah. Anyway, Ask Me Why I Run by Maureen Duvalier. You can find that song on a CD called Calypso Madam, featuring tracks by Miriam Makeba, Maya Angelou. Mm-hmm. Maya Angelou, Calypso Rose, Eloise Lewis from the Eloise Trio, Bahamian, and a number of other just stellar Caribbean and African descent women. Calypso Madam. We got a full show today. I got to do something early. I have a friend named Leanne Key. Some of y'all know her as Annie Oakley of Abaco. Anyway, her birthday is tomorrow. I gave y'all enough time to gear up and get ready for big celebration. See, Leanne Key is one of those people who are committed to country, committed to community, committed to family.
With a big farm.
Yeah, with a big farm and big goats and big sheep. Anyway, to my good friend Leanne Keita, Annie Oakley of Abaco, we say, one day before your birthday, we getting ready here in Nassau Town. We hope you having a good time up there in Abaco. All right, this morning, I have Mr. Jason Evans, a.k.a. Artist Javan, joining me in studio. We're going to, for the first portion of the show, highlight this month's Dundas Black Box open mic session.
Up.
Last month, we had a very special featured guest. This month, we have another very special featured guest. Last month, it was Judah the Lion, and he gave us an acoustic performance?
Yes.
He gave us an acoustic performance of some of his greatest tracks, like Meet Me in the Hallway and Let Me Show You a Why, which is my favorite Judah the Lion track. Good morning, Artist Javan.
Good morning.
How you doing?
How you doing? Good. Okay, how you doing?
I'm recovering. From? I'm going to tell you all my story Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
It was a rough couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I was right there in all the action, you know. I mean, I in my heart, I was right there in all the action. Right? When the police come to interview me about what happened in the house, I talk to them, you know, because the police is my friends.
Right.
Despite what they do to my other friends.
Got you.
But yeah, it was rough. How you doing?
I good, man. I good. I wasn't even here. I was in Harbor Island when all that going on. And
so you ain't
I'm about to tell like a day later.
So you ain't had nothing to do with it?
No, I had nothing to do with
it. I don't know what the police say, but anyway, we can get...
But you know what was funny, though?
Yeah.
Not even, I understand, 5 hours later, Vocab and his crew had the whole reenactment. whole reenactment of the whole thing.
Let me tell you something. See,
that's some fast comedy.
Last week, I had a show about the U.S.'s decision to ban TikTok if they didn't meet certain requirements put to them by the courts, right?
Mm.
Which was essentially, sell us a part of TikTok so we could run it in America by ourselves.
Right, and the Chinese said, no.
Well, we can see. we can see, right? But it seemed on the surface kind of like a trite conversation.
Mm.
But let me tell you how many Bahamians are on TikTok, how many creatives are on TikTok, how many young people using their energy to entertain on
yes.
TikTok to tell the stories of the Bahamas their own way.
Mm-hmm.
On TikTok,
mm-hmm.
they are all there. So Vocab them in, it was less than 4 hours, man.
Yeah, I just thought that was impressive.
It was less.
Real impressive.
It was less than 4 hours. And see, let's just talk about that for a second, Jason, because I often talk about this in the sporting world, mm-hmm. but maybe it'll be even more relevant if we talk about it in the creative and acting space, right? You know how Vocab them were able to do it?
Not really, but I have an idea.
Because they move as a clique.
Yes.
They are a collective.
Yes.
Our friend, Eugene Levy.
Mm-hmm.
You know him?
No.
The Canadian boy. Best in Show, Home for Purim. This is a group of actors. I can't say the name of the show that has come on CBC. It's S-C-H-I-T-T apostrophe S. Creek. Don't say it. I got to spell it.
Shite.
It don't matter how I say it, it could be misinterpreted, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are a comedy collective. They make movies together.
Mm-hmm.
They move together.
Mm-hmm.
They hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine during production, they live together. That is, and this they've been doing this for 20 years now.
Okay.
And that is why
like
you
kids
see...
kids in the hall.
Right. That's why you see the level of comedy that they are able to bring to film, to the stage, consistently,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, in the sporting world, I think our national teams will produce more proficiently or effectively if we add a residential element to their training protocol, right? That y'all gotta live together. You gotta understand each other.
Yes.
You gotta work with somebody so long that your muscles just remember what they're gonna do next. Right? And the same thing for comedy, the same
yes.
thing for creatives.
Yes.
We need a space. We need like a residency space where a large group of artists, if some living together, but the space is accessible throughout the evening and the daytime to contributing artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of Vocab them. They always on go. They always in joke mode.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I see I buck people on the road sometimes. I have to let you all know, I always in joke mode because I always practicing. I always preparing. I always looking for new material to bring to an improv stage.
Bang.
Yeah. But it wasn't just them.
No.
It was tons of it. I heard, listen, I have never been so close to the mace in my life. The mace talked to me more than the speaker talked to me.
You mean the one on the table?
Right? No, this is a replacement. I realize... because I was gold before y'all thought I was soft. Hmm?
Okay. So, now
I go into the body shop and I made a wood. You think you could just grab me and crump and hold me up like a soft pillow and throw me out the window? No, not no more. Not no more. Mash up all my gold. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the date for this month's improv session?
The 19th.
Sorry,
well,
I
not
say
improv,
improv,
but the Black Box open mic.
Yeah, the 19th of December.
Thursday.
Come in.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
What time it start?
7:30.
Okay.
The doors open at 7,
mm-hmm.
but we starting promptly at 7:30.
And what time it end?
We want to be out there by 10.
Yeah.
You know, but
sometimes like a Judah the Lion will perform an encore and you gotta be there for another 5-7 minutes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right? And then last time we actually had over like 18 people who came out to actually perform.
Mm-hmm.
So to get all them people in.
Yeah.
And do a short play and get the featured artist. It was a lot.
Right. So the short play was Protocol.
Yes.
The featured artist was Judah the Lion.
Yes.
There were refreshments and drinks on sale.
Yes.
Absolutely. It was a good time.
Yes.
Okay,
and
so
we even had some photo ops around in the yard, inside the building and stuff like that too.
Absolutely. Yeah. The space was curated for a full experience.
Yes.
Okay. Cost?
$10 if you just wanted to sit in the environment and partake of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually want to participate
and perform,
yes, then it's $5.
Okay. So for $10, I can get 2.5, maybe 3 hours of entertainment.
Yes.
A variety of performers. Tell us what types of performers we can expect.
Okay. So an open mic pretty much means whoever comes out that night, put their name on the list, you got an opportunity of 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Right. So put
not
together.
Not 4.5, not 7. 3 minutes.
So last month we had a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
We had the play, a one-act play called Protocol.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Yes, it was.
We had an improv piece.
Yes. Oh, and that was written by Stephen Hanna.
Shinwin?
Yes.
Alan Molek Fan Club?
Yes.
Your boy?
Yes.
My cousin?
All right.
There you go.
Yes.
Listen, there were singers.
Yes.
We had a gospel acoustic.
Yes.
Performance.
Antonio. Yes, Thompson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Awesome stuff.
Yes.
We had a stand-up comedian. We had spoken word poets.
Yes.
We had professional poets.
Yes.
We had, when I say professional poets, poets who have written books and stage shows.
Yes.
Andrew Gomez was there, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, Andrew Gomez.
Yes, he's been around for a while, so he's definitely seasoned and solid in his performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then my favorite part of the night, you may think was the improv. It
mm-hmm.
was not.
Okay.
It was the mime.
Oh, okay, yes.
Who performed a liturgical dance
piece. Yes, Cecil the Lit Guy.
Cecil the Lit Guy.
Yes.
Did you know there was another?
Any Cecil is talented. I'm impressed.
Right, but I just want you to...
I want to see that Cecil already.
It was good. And in fact...
Is he dark and good looking?
Absolutely.
Okay, then I got to go. $10, you said? $10?
Yes, $10.
Okay, I'll go and see Cecil.
Yeah, and you
the
should...
The lip guy?
Huh?
The lip guy?
Cecil? Lit.
Lit.
Oh, I heard lip.
No, lit.
Okay. L-I-T. That's what the young people say.
Yes.
Here's the beautiful part about it. Here's what I realized in watching his performance. If you are a married man, separated, married, if you live with your mother, you live with your family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Liturgical dance is the thing for you. Let me tell you why. Any argument, any conflict in the home... You need to respond in liturgical dance. Don't be rowing, no woman. Don't be get, because first of all, because you can't win. That's why, because you can't win.
So you do it with motion.
Right, I see you, because you think it's equality. I could row, right? She could row, I could row. You ain't gonna win, boss, so don't try it. Hit them with liturgical dance. That's all, hit them with liturgical dance. When she asks you, why you short her $100? You do the thing, the coins rolling from heaven. Say, the coins ain't rolled from heaven yet, baby. Do not brow with your wife. Try liturgical dance. Okay, who can come out? What types of performers? Because you know the young lady, Alexandria Robinson, who did the art show at the Wine and Art Gallery. They had spoken word poets.
Yes.
Omar Williams.
Yes.
Curated this space, and Ubuntu was there.
Yes.
So I was telling them, man, look, get Ubuntu, select a couple of paintings
mm-hmm.
and two poets, and do an improv piece based on the paintings in the room. 3-minute improv piece.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us, what type of acts can we expect?
So,
or are you inviting to participate?
Well, we're inviting anybody to come out. In fact, we are actually trying to get more visual artists to come out as well. So
mm-hmm.
Up to at least 10 spaces where if you want to actually display your artwork, you know,
mm-hmm.
contact the Black Box online.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, you know, once you contact us, the first 10 people, there you go.
Automatically in.
Yes.
And then we come up to the show.
Yes.
And see if you could get in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say come out on Thursday, experience the show, and then you know for next month it's going again. So now you get at least 3 to 4 weeks, 3 weeks.
To prepare something.
Yeah, for the next one.
This is, look here, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So I know one boy named Magasso. He's a balloon man. He's a magician.
Mm-hmm.
Can jugglers and magic tricks, people who do magic tricks come out?
Anybody. Because you have 3 minutes. Just don't be vulgar and don't bring no profanity.
Right, because one boy did a trick with my rent money other day, a disappearing trick, right?
Mm.
I would like to bring him. Boy, come to the show. I want to talk to you. You're talented.
Yes.
You're very talented.
Listen,
okay,
maybe
let's.
You could make it appear again.
Let's talk about our. I can make him appear before the courts.
Okay.
Let's talk about the featured artist.
Okay, so the featured artist, Navarro Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Most people may know him for being a musician or a singer. And then most people might know him for being a painter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of people know him.
I know him for being a painter. You're right. I know him for being a painter.
Yes. But, I mean, as an artist, he doesn't choose just one discipline. You know,
mm-hmm.
But he's talented. So,
producer, get ready. At some point, I can send you a song by Navarro Newton so mm-hmm. the audience could get a sneak peek of what's ahead. Now, here's a question. Are the performances being recorded?
Yes. Because the idea is... we're going to actually get it for TV, but also we want to use it to get more promotions out there, you know, get more sponsorship and that type of stuff, because all of this we're doing is for the Dundas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Dundas, if most people don't know, we've now undertaken a program where Save the Dundas fundraiser, where the Dundas needs money, at least about $250,000 to keep the community space available. And so a few of us from the Dundas have decided that we would actually, start with this open mic. You know, we invite anybody who considers themselves an artist to come out. This is your forum now to get your business out to the public, to the world. So, yeah.
A great platform to practice, a great platform to get your work out there.
Well, I don't necessarily want you to practice there. You know, practice home.
Well, see, there's an element of it. Yeah, definitely practice. Don't come out to the show without practicing.
Yeah, no.
Bahamians could tell if you didn't practice.
Oof.
The audience was great. Like, okay, if you are a new artist, if you're a timid artist, the audience is delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sense that they've come here to be delighted.
Yes.
So they ain't come to boo.
No.
Right? They're looking for the best of your performance.
Yes.
They're gentle.
Yes.
Right? But they also loud and raucous. It was lots of fun.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So come for the audience members, come prepared to participate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah, there are lots of improv elements. We're going to have improv games this time?
I'm thinking so.
If there's space.
Yeah, if there's... Yeah, because like I said, last time, I mean, it was our first show, and we had almost, 20 people who came out to me, I want to perform. Okay, for 3 minutes...
The time.
Yeah,
so for performers, that 3 minutes is extremely tight.
Yes.
All right. Now, there were a number of musical performances, not just Antoine, not just Judah the Lion. For people who want to perform music, what do they have to do? Like, you want to bring your track. We had rappers.
Yes. Man. So you just, I would say send your track early.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, if you want, we can arrange a rehearsal where you can actually come out, check it out before, but not on the day of the show.
Yeah.
All right? But other than that, if you show up that night, Thursday night, come with your track.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility that, yes, we can get it to Josh, and he actually plugs it in where you can actually have your track playing behind you.
All right. And the email to submit your track
mm-hmm.
or any accompanying music for your performance is blackbox. Is that blackbox.openmic@gmail.com?
Yes.
blackbox.openmic@gmail.com. Now, if you want to follow us, you want to keep up to date. Now, when I say us, I am under the tutelage of Mr. Jason Evans.
What? Right?
Mr. Jason Evans is the co-founder. He was at the root, at the kernel of what has become the Spot 242.
Yes.
I was so... in the suburbs at that time. I didn't know these by them was out at King & Knights having a ball,
yes.
Right? But the show has evolved, and I was lucky enough to be able to be a part of the troupe in its later evolutions. But I am under his tutelage, and it's going to be a good show. So you can follow the Black Box Open Mic Night
Which is Thursday,
the 19th of December, yes. By following, looking for, searching Black Box Open Mic on all social media platforms.
Yes.
I also heard that there's going to be a monthly TOTAS meeting. That's the TOTAS organization for Thanksgiving education and research services, right? We're preparing for Christmas.
Yes.
So bring your Tupperware.
And your tinfoil.
Yeah, we just want to check. We're doing an assessment to make sure all of our officers are ready for the next big holiday season.
Because there's some food can be out there too. So come with your tinfoil so you can carry it.
Now, when you say food, what you mean by food?
Well, there can be food out there too. I mean, it ain't just going to be giving you just performances and artwork and stuff. They'll be giving you food too, but you got to pay for it. But there can be food out there too.
Absolutely. I did see, really Mr. Cool Newry, food. You ever had a bao bun?
I've had a bowel movement.
It's pretty.
Remember when I wanted to improv with y'all and y'all didn't consider me? And thank you for Anku who said, okay, you can come on. Javon was there.
But you never came back.
No. But the point is, I got rejected.
They tell you to come on right now on my show?
That Wilson lady said, no, I can't act. I'm not funny. But I'm showing you today, I am funny. I can respond quickly. And I am when you cast in trying to get a spot.
You audition.
My trip. I mean, auditioning right now in front of the artist Javon to let you know I'm funny.
Well, listen, we have actually an improv rehearsal tonight. So if you want to, why don't you come out?
I remember the last time.
Okay.
The rejection. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at the Black Box in the green room.
I come in.
Okay. Come, because if you stay until Thursday, who can reject you?
There you go.
If you there when the doors open on Thursday, you
there in. You go. Exactly. I'm just trying to show you all that I'm funny.
Okay.
Y'all continue talking. I'll show you that I can respond quickly to
but
it.
Listen,
improv.
When I see you on Facebook, all I do is place out laughing. So I know you're funny.
There you go.
Okay, literally.
Yeah.
Yes.
This improv space is so important and or could be so valuable mm-hmm. to the Bahamas. It is really a resource for professionals.
Yes.
Right? Like you should be trying to get your staff. Like we do staff retreats and, you know, you should be getting your staff into as many improv training sessions as possible.
Yes.
It grows camaraderie and morale amongst staff.
Yes.
But it's a skills building exercise.
Yes.
It's like you're giving a gift to your employees that will then become more beneficial or valuable members of your organization.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, man.
It also helps in public speaking, you know, confidence and all that mm-hmm. type of thinking on your feet. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, improv ain't just, you know, mm-hmm. we just sitting around trying to be funny. No, it ain't that at all.
Right, so you could, you know,
part of it,
you don't stutter when the police officers stop you. You could say, what light, officer? Only light I see is Jesus' shining light guiding me, right?
To
a good life, to not commit crime. I don't know what you're talking about. You got to be quick on your feet.
Yes, exactly. And besides, that yellow light means go fast, because red coming up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it means, officer,
mm-hmm.
right? That because it's not what you say, it's how you say it, mm-hmm. how confidently mm-hmm. you say it.
Yes.
There's some people.
Say it with your chest.
And Bahamians are comedians. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I was in the food store one time, and this elderly gentleman stopped me at the door. I don't mean older than me. I don't mean older. I don't mean somebody I call uncle. I mean somebody I would call dad, sir,
mm-hmm.
papa.
Mm-hmm.
And this place stopped me at the entrance to my name, and he said, Miss Green, I don't want to trouble you. I don't really, you know, want to be in this position. He said, but could you help me buy groceries for my daddy?
Okay.
And I look in this place. This place had to have been. He's a family island man. You know, they age well. He looked like 70. He had to be 85. And he asked me if I could help him buy groceries for his daddy. I gave him $10 right away for the effort.
Well, how old was he, daddy?
I don't care.
He had to be at least 108.
I don't care. This daddy knows Jesus, and I'm not making any more enemies. I've had a full year of that.
Mm.
Okay, so.
Yeah, don't carry that in 2025.
This week, Thursday.
Yes.
December 19th.
Yes.
Dundas Black Box.
Yes. Which is the building behind the Dundas.
Right. So park in the front.
Yes.
Walk to the back.
Yes.
7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7.
Yes.
We run until about 10.
Yeah.
10:15 unless we demand an encore from Navarro Newton, the featured artist.
Yes.
Like we did last time from Judah the Lion.
Yeah.
Open mic.
Mm-hmm.
$5 to perform.
$10
to sit in and participate in the broader show.
Yeah.
Send your tracks, if you have accompanying music for your performance, send your tracks to blackbox.openmic@gmail.com.
And please don't just send the track. Say who you are. You know, introduce yourself.
And any details you need the producer to know, to like, say, for instance, you have a couple cuss words in the background vocals of the track. You need to let him know that so he could miss that portion of the track as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, these things are important.
Yes.
Man, this is going to be a good time. Again, featured artist, Navarro Newton.
Navarro Newton.
And some improv games.
Yes. Maybe a skit or two.
Yeah. I'm hoping that we have some more stand-up comedians come out.
Yes, I would really like some more stand-up comedians to come out.
Yeah, the boy, the first boy, he was brave, he was bold, he was good.
COB student. I mean,
University of the Bahamas student. Let's not be offending these young people.
No, man. That was a slip of the tongue.
I never been to COB. I've been to UB all my life.
Well, I never been.
I've been. Okay. And if they'll have me back.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
If they'll have me back, I'll drop out again. I promise you all.
See, me come, I'm back. Erin has been there before 5-6 times. And she stopped before 5-6 times. And it's just dropping.
Well, that's the portion I like.
Yeah. So she just is a person loves to learn.
Career student.
Yeah.
That's the portion I like, the beginning part. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
But you got to finish sometime, though.
Orientation. I had a text before we go to the break. Jason, I'd love for you to sit in with us.
Okay.
For the rest of the show.
Okay.
It's an interesting conversation by Fab. I have a text that it says, awesome language. The space was curated. I just want to touch on that for a second for event organizers.
Yes.
It's so important to understand what it means to produce an event. See, you're not just organizing an event. You are producing an experience.
Yes.
For your audience members, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you understand that each individual comes there as a separate, a unique being, and they're going to have a unique
experience,
right?
Yeah.
And so your job is to create a space that will make it possible for as many people as possible to have a good experience. The space... You do that by curating the space, right? To create linkages to what it is you are going to talk about, right?
Or want people to experience.
You want people to experience. Yeah. And so you focus on the music that you're going to play in the space, but not just the music, when you're going to play certain types of music, right? Even putting on an open mic event, but people will think, well, it's open mic. Anybody who come up and perform, you just put your name on a list and perform. But the moderator or the organizer has to take those random artists and curate a performance.
Yes.
Figure out right, who to put where.
Yeah.
Also, to read the energy from the audience to determine if what you were doing needs to shift.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You need to have people in the room that are constantly observing your audience, your paid guests, so that in an instant or a moment you could adjust something because you've noticed a discomfort, you've noticed an issue.
Yes.
Right? It takes a lot of work.
Yes. This is why the improv comes in.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention to the audience. You got to be able to read the room, all that stuff, and also read who your unknown artists are. To figure out where to place them so the show flows.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have, say, poetry, spoken word, poetry, poetry, song, poetry, 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 song. You have to make it make sense.
You know, absolutely. And I think a lot of what we are doing in this country, like we get a lot of wastage of resources, money, and energy. And it's not because of a lack of will. People want to do a good job. People put in tons of effort to do this, but because they have not identified the need to curate the space, to pay extra attention to the space, how it evolves, how it shifts, how the people in the space change it, and as they move, how it changes.
Yes.
And like I want to say to event organizers, if you're going to charge me $300 to $500 to participate in an event, the first thing I do as a vendor is I assess whether you actually have the capacity to curate a space that will enable me to get a return on investment that is worth it, right? And so as a vendor, that's my job, is to go into whatever training sessions, whatever meetings you have, talk to you, engage you with questions as an organizer to figure out if this is worth my investment, whether you understand what it takes to bring out sufficient customers to an event for vendors to be able to derive a decent profit, a significant profit, a massive profit.
Yes.
Something as simple as advertising, how you market and who you are marketing to. How soon do you begin marketing the event, right? All of these are also elements of curating the space and putting it together.
And on that note, I really want to say thank you and kudos to the team of the Black Box Open Mic, because they're doing a phenomenal job from social media platforms to actually organizing the event, what we're doing, so that we're not waiting to the last minute to get stuff done.
All right, let's call their names.
Oh, boy. Let's see here. Okay, first of all, Nadine Thomas Brown.
Hold on. Stop. Nadine Roots and Culture.
Yes.
Thomas Brown.
Yes.
Roots and Culture was a performance space.
Yes.
And then it was a television show.
Yes.
And I think now you can find it on the web.
Yeah, I think you still can find it.
And now you can find it posted as a web series.
Yeah. Are there any recordings of the Black Box, your Black Box event? Just snippings, nothing in detail.
Yeah, if you go to the Black Box, any social media platform, you should see some clips there of the first inaugural.
Okay.
Yeah. But this time around, though, we actually going to get it right so that we actually have an actual recording that we can take and use that as a show, you know.
Because there's so much, the Spot 242 footage that we are unable to air.
Oh,
man, listen, y'all missing Yuri. I was a part of a superhero group, right? I mean, when I say group, I have to call it group because I officially mess up. They kick me out before I get my belt and, you know, my superpower badge and everything, right? But I could speak multiple languages. I'm an interpreter. I could speak dolphin and pot cake and pigeon. Let me tell you something. I solved a bank robbery because I could interpret pot cake. And they wouldn't keep me on the superpower team.
The dog was a witness.
I mean, just because I may or may not have been using dogs to traffic contraband throughout the islands. So don't mind that part. The most important part is I could interpret dog language, canine. Yeah.
Canineies.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They kicked me out. So you ain't alone. They kicked me out too. All right, Mr. Evans, Jason, artist Javan. Yeah. It's been a wonderful time.
Yes.
Stick with us. Producer, take us to a break. When we get back from the break, I have to talk about something. Bi-weekly pay. Mr. Newry, the Ministry of Labor is telling us that the government is the only space in which that doesn't offer employees bi-weekly pay. And since I don't make enough money to be concerned about bi-weekly pay, I thought I would talk to people who have real jobs and can share with us some of their concerns, like what are the issues for you about biweekly pay? Will it be a positive shift for you? Would it be a negative shift for you? What are the issues that may arise with biweekly pay? I don't know if I should have access to money that often. You know, I think as a Hannah Hasty Times, I get excited when I have money in my hand. Anyway, we're going to a break. Producer, is this a track by Navarro Newton? Oh, my producers say Christmas music, please.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
End of the day, Lumpkin, the customers love the red suit. You think you can heist them pounds something a little more? We need to see more socks. But before you go, look at, I got some specials going on for the sale. I got two set of 12 by 12 and four set of 18 by 18 tops. Now, the 12 by 12 Al Blanco is just that, Al Blanco. That and the peach and gray Alcala going for $215 a square foot. Now, I got three 18 by 18 flagstone style and a high gloss gray and beige tile for $203 a square foot. But what you doing, Lumpkin?
I'm looking for one pin. Sale ends December 21st.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You got me open. Rubber gloves, dental floss, and a rusty knife. You got me open, my heart's exposed, and I can't seem to find my lower half. I'm getting colder. Wrap me up in your warmth.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. That is Navarro Newton. The song is called Flower Bomb. Listen, we got some talented Bahamians, and sometimes we don't see them because they're not making what we call traditional Bahamian music. But nonetheless, they deserve their flowers. Again, this is Flower Bomb by Navarro Newton. He is going to be the featured artist at this month's Black Box open mic event fundraiser for the Dundas, the overall Dundas, what do we call it, complex? Dundas Company.
Hold on, what are you talking about? The actual...
The fundraiser is for refurbishing the complex itself.
Yes, the Dundas space. Yes, yeah.
The main stage.
Which is the Winston V. Standers Theater.
Absolutely.
Most people know it as the Dundas, but yes, it was renamed the Winston Sanders Theater. Yes. And if you don't know who Winston Sanders was, he was a very famous Bahamian playwright.
Yes.
One of the biggest plays, I think, was You Could Lead a Horse to Water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could lead a horse to water, but he ain't going to teach you how to swim.
No.
You got to figure that part out on your...
On your own.
Own. Yeah. So just before we transition to the next story quickly, tonight, Org is hosting a town hall meeting, or it's a forum... Independent Commission of Investigation, Community Education and Feedback Forum. It is a Zoom seminar, so you can go to org on social media platforms for the link. But Khalil Parker, KC, President of the Bar Association, will be speaking. Lamarck Campbell, International Lawyer and Anti-Corruption Specialist. LaShante Sampson, National Youth Ambassador and Youth Senator. And Liam Miller, National Youth Ambassador, Youth MP, and Org Committee Member. You could register at tinyurl.com/org public forum. That's taking place tonight at 6:30 p.m. Mr. Evans, maybe I could zoom into this meeting and then come to improv practice since we can be investigating what happened in the House last week. They say Independent Commission of Investigation. So I can tune in and see if I could pick up any tips, you know, for our investigation. Okay. I've got a text here that says, no to changing salary workers to biweekly payments. Professionals should not be pushed around. Take a good look at professionals out of public service as well as regular monthly billing periods. Here are, let me read the headlines. No, pull your mic. You could, it's improv. You could inject it anytime. He has some headlines that people can read to follow this story. Wilson warns industrial action if biweekly pay issues not addressed. That was in yesterday's Tribune. Pinder urges caution over biweekly payroll system rollout. That's Eyewitness News, yesterday's edition. Glover Roll says biweekly pay to begin early 2025. BPSU chief baffled. That's the Tribune. Earlier in the month, 6th of December. Not yet on transition to biweekly salary payments for public service. That's the 8th of December, Eyewitness News. Another story, executive manager at Ministry of Labor on biweekly pay. This is a ZNS story from much earlier in the year, 27th of June, 2024. And then, Mr. Newry, like those are the kind of bulk of biweekly stories. It captures most of the information included in the initial stories leading into this discussion. But here are two other articles that were also published, one in May, another one December 6th, that I think it's good to read these alongside with those news articles. The first is government to conduct salary review of public servants. It's a very interesting article. And then committee to assess, government to conduct salary review of public servants. Nassau Guardian, 30th of May, 24, committee to assess livable wage merits. Nassau Tribune, 6th of December, 24. There is some really interesting information in here. Mr. Newry, you did grab the mic.
Yes, and let's start the conversation. Okay. The government has proposed to change the method or the timeline for when salaries or how salaries is delivered for their employees. Fine. The government is the employer.
Now, okay.
And then everyone is the employee.
Okay.
However, the employer and the employees have a contract. They exchange their services for particular wages and they agreed based on the contract on how and which way they're going to be paid. Mm-hmm. Contract. Yes. Mm-hmm. So things change, but you know you have a contract, right. Whenever you try to change a contract, you have consultation, and then you have a deliberation, and you have a conclusion.
Yes,
right. So when the government decided to change the way, the method that people, Bahamians, are going to be paid, yes. Then there has to be a consultation and a deliberation and a conclusion.
And I believe that part of that consultation will be the fact that now the people who got to sign these checks and got to prepare these checks got to work twice as hard.
We ain't reached there yet. Here's
you got to do this twice a month when before you only was doing this once.
Right. So the question is why?
Here's my concern. So in the article, not yet on transition to biweekly salary payments for public service, Eyewitness News, 8th of December, 24, the Minister of Labor and the Public Service is quoted, and she says, what the article in her quote indicates is that the government is now using a software system, like a digital payroll system called Oracle HRMIS software.
Yes, they're using in the hotels too.
Right. So my fear is this. I'll be very honest with y'all. My fear is that our government bought the beige version, but they don't have all the options. Right? Like maybe a more advanced option would allow you to pay some people biweekly, some people weekly, and some people monthly. But they are trying to create a, right? Like they're trying to mash a system into a type of software.
Well, we know Oracle pays weekly, biweekly, and monthly. It's a biweekly and a monthly option. Senior persons get monthly and then junior persons get biweekly, right? So there's an option.
Right.
But the narrative which we have been put towards is that is only one option, which is bi-weekly. Mm. But we know better. It's either or, yeah. Right? Whatever systems.
Right.
But going back to Artis Devine's position on why this was decided, Aaron put forward that the government purchased a new computer software, and this is the reason why they're opting to go bi-weekly. Now,
because of the computer
system? That's the only reason I can assume.
The idea is that that software will allow you to do all three, but that's too much hard work. Everybody got to be on biweekly. See, remember the rationale given for VAT on everything? The rationale given was simple. It's easier to tabulate it and process it if we put it on everything. That's what they said. They said, we got praises for our rollout of VAT. And then they said, and it was easy because we put VAT on everything. So,
but back then it was only, what, 7?
No, it was on everything.
But it only came... When VAT first came out.
Oh, right, 7.5%.
Right. Right, but originally it was supposed to be, what, 13?
Right, but like the point is that...
So we gave thanks to...
We're not putting VAT on medication because we need to derive a tax from the medication. We're putting VAT on medication because then it makes my job easier. Right? And so that's what I'm thinking the rationale is here. See, because we got this quote in the article, Wilson warns industrial action if biweekly pay issues not addressed. Nassau Tribune, 16th of December, that's yesterday. The quote, the article reads, in response, Mrs. Glover Rhodes said she was unaware of the... No, that's not the quote I want. The quote I want is when she says that, we all know the government space is the only space where people are not being paid biweekly, right? And it feels to me like you trying to make your job easier. And to do that, you're prepared to ignore the lived experiences of the people working for you and who you pay in.
And this is where human resources come in. Clearly, human resources is failing the government entity. Because If the minister can say that without human resources interjection and say that it's the human element, and the human element overshadows the need to make money, right? There's a human element or a social element. I can say that there were hotels who were trying to, or who, for efficiency, they were trying to change the bank payments or in terms of how you get paid and where, how the payment for the last loan or whatever it is goes to the bank. And when their staff complained to human resources on why they need their paycheck put in a particular manner because it's a double payment or extra payment, human resources then interject and goes to executive and said, I understand your need to be efficient, but for the quality of life of your staff, this is more manageable for them. I'm assuming that with government, there's a human resources element who will say the quality of life for the efficiency of their staff. And they put the argument forward. I understand you're trying to be efficient, right, too, biweekly. However, for the quality of life for your staff, the human element, this is the better option. And they raise their concern, and this must be considered. And this is where the union comes in, because they represent the staff. But it doesn't seem as if the executive, the government in this instance, respects the union enough to negotiate, to say, I understand the human...
MOU serious?
I sketch it. Okay. MOU serious.
Anyway, go on.
So, wouldn't it be even more fair for each employee to be given the option of how you want to be paid? Because for some people, some lifestyle may be where it's better to get it once a month, whereas some people have...
Yeah, don't be giving me money all the time. First of all, I think I'm richer than I am.
Imagine... Yeah. Making $250 minimum wage.
Okay.
Right? Weekly.
Yes.
And when you get it monthly, you get bulk money to pay your bills, to meet your, because you have a set amount of money.
Yes.
Then now change that to biweekly, where you're only making
half of that.
Half of that.
Right.
Right?
I mean, you're still making the whole thing.
Yeah, but
half now.
Access.
Half
you can't pay no bill because you're totally.
All right,
so
then,
okay, so I could take
it. Renegotiate to pay half.
Now, gentlemen, we got to go.
Okay.
We're all out of time. I know the producer been cutting his eye at me. As producer, as we get ready, I'm going to read this last text. It just sort of came in after we transitioned. Why don't these other NGOs and churches embrace crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, tokenization, and other tools of fintech to raise the capital they need now and in the future? They just need to properly prepare their presentation of their needs to reach literally millions of people who might be likely to fund them. Even in a small amount, it can add up to significant capitalization. Texter, thank you for those suggestions.
Yes.
We're going to take them to the board who is responsible for the overall fundraising project. But let me just whisper something to y'all while they're going. I heard yesterday that Junkanoo extracts $35 million from our economy to host the Boxing Day and New Year parades every season. $35 million. You know how much singlet I could buy for my MP with $35 million? Anyway, we are all out of time. This is, you've been on the clock.
I love the singlet reference, by the way.
With Aaron Green.
Yeah, that's funny.
But let's be more nice.
I tell them my
fix
little
the roads.
The roads will never be fixed.
Oh. No.
Okay. I can't accept that.
How what woman program?
Well, listen.
Every time a big truck that's owned by a company that makes millions of dollars a year drives through the city improperly. And the stabilizers drop on the ground and scrape on the ground and create a pothole. Thank me for creating work for y'all. Don't get mad at me talking about I have millions of dollars to fix the road. How you gonna pay them? How you gonna give them a job if I fix the road? So I need to let you fix the road so you could give them a job. When I start my political party, it's over. When I start my party, it's over. Y'all better do something with me right now because I know where $35 million is. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you very much, Artist Javan.
Thank you, too.
Had a very shiny nose. Then all the other reindeer used to laugh and see him blow. So all the other reindeer used to laugh and call his name. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Tell that funky Christmas morn Santa came to say, Rudolph, it's your nose on the right. Get up and drive my sleigh tonight. So all the other reindeer used to laugh and call his name. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in the snow.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.